Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, We the Kings, back with a new song called Friday is Forever. You know, anytime I think of the word Friday now, I immediately think of Rebecca Black, and there's a little bit of a tie in here. Travis Clark, frontman for We the Kings, joining me now on the Ralphie Radio Show. Travis, first things first, happy belated birthday, buddy.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You enjoy Easter with the fam yesterday?
I did, man. I ate too much. I don't think I'll eat again for another week. But I guess that's how, like, Thanksgiving and Easter are supposed to be. So.
Oh, absolutely. Especially when you're back home with the family.
Exactly. My mom just... She literally just cooks, like, she made me this carrot cake. It's huge, and it's going to sit in my refrigerator for, weeks and weeks. But we had, like, chicken and turkey and, like, coleslaw and all types of different potato salads, and that was crazy. I don't know. It was just way too much food.
Talking with Travis Clark from We the Kings right now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. All right, so the track Friday is Forever, I know you debuted it with an acoustic version on Ustream. The big question I'm sure that everybody's wondering, did Rebecca Black inspire this song?
No, I had this song a while ago, and it was funny that her little novelty song came out around the same time that we were going to release this one. So we decided that we would, you know, kind of make a parody video of her little video that she did, and we cut out our heads and put it on her body.
I saw the mashup video online, and I enjoyed it because not only was it the cutout heads of you guys, but you also threw in there like Angelica from the Rugrats, Lindsay Lohan, Charlie Sheen. You had all these different celebrity cameos without having to actually get the celebrities.
Yeah, you know, it's just we were hanging out with all of those people one day, and we just decided to put them there.
Just figured you'd throw them in, right? Who thought of the idea to do the parody video? I loved it, by the way.
Everybody and their mom had done some type of, you know, Friday video. So we decided that we would contact the people that had the technology to do that. I don't know if you remember, like, the NBA commercials where it's, like, the huge heads, and it's, like, all the, like, the big, like, superstars of basketball right now, and they put their heads on other people's bodies.
Yes.
And we were like, let's reach out and see if we can get the person who did that technology and put that together to do a video. And we'll, instead of refilming anything, we'll just do green screen, and we'll just film our heads singing the same thing and acting the way they do, but put it to our song. And they were down with it. So we hit them up, and they were like, "This is an awesome idea. Let's roll with it."
Now, is that the official music video, or can we expect another video on the horizon?
That was just something that we wanted to do for fun. The real video we actually just filmed out in LA, and it was amazing. We were on this boat being pulled through through Los Angeles, like downtown and Hollywood Boulevard and everywhere like that, and we were on this boat with hot girls in bikinis. It was awesome.
Hey, can never go wrong with that. Absolutely. Travis Clark from We the Kings here on the Ralphie Radio Show. So I remember last time we chatted, you definitely wanted to release your third album when the weather was nice, either spring or summer. Are you still on pace for that?
We are on right now. I guess the tentative date is going to be like late June, so like, I don't know, it's obviously it's a Tuesday because everybody releases their records on Tuesday, so like maybe the 28th of June or a week before, a week after.
Okay.
But definitely summertime. And I think there's a album title. I know last time I talked we didn't have like an album title, but the tentative album title, which actually was created by our bass player, he said it, and we're like, oh, it's really cool. But it's called Sunshine State of Mind.
Very nice. Yep. Well, you guys are from the Sunshine State, right?
Yep, we are, so, in Florida.
The album is done?
It is 100% complete on our end. Now it's just up to the mixing engineers and the mastering and actually putting the artwork together and all the other stuff that, you know, the behind the scenes stuff that everybody has to do before the record actually comes out.
Gotcha. Well, listen, love the song. Of course, we're going to play it later with the Daily Download. It's called Friday is Forever. Looking forward to the new album. Hopefully going to be coming out end of June. Travis Clark, We the Kings. Happy belated birthday again, buddy. Enjoy your week-long celebration.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.